Peya, Perakhes, Mishnah Test. This is the final Mishnah in Maseches Peya. The Mishnah opens with the detail of the halacha we talked about in the previous Mishnah, that if you have 200 zuz, you shouldn't take any matanos aniyim. So the Mishnah says, Misha yeshlo chamishim zuz, somebody who has only 50 zuz, but who knows save and knows sin bohem, but he's doing business with those 50 zuz, and they provide a steady stream of income. Harei ze lo yitol, he shouldn't take from matnas aniyim. 200 zuz is, if it's just principal, that's not doing anything, but if it's creating money, there's 50 zuz to make creating money, then that's sufficient for him not to take like a shikhan peya. Now the Mishnah concludes with some ethical teachings about the issues involved in matnas aniyim. That it tells us, v'chol misha einu tzarach litol v'notel. Anyone who does not really need to take matnos aniyim, and they do take, einu niftar min ha'olam, he will not leave this world, ad shi yitzarach labrios, until he himself truly needs other people to help him. He'll end up being an ani. If he's not truly an ani, and he accepts matnos aniyim, he will be an ani. V'chol misha tzarach litol v'einu notel. Anybody who needs to take, and he does not take, but rather he manages to live frugally, not punishing himself or his family, but he's able to live in a subsistence manner. Eino meis min hazikna, he will not die from old age. Ad shiyafarnes acher mishalo, until he's able to support other people from his goods. He'll benefit, and he'll be in a position to help others. V'olav akasav omer, about him, the pasuk says, Baruch hagever sheyivtach b'Hashem, blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem. V'haya Hashem miftacho, Hashem will end up being his miftach, his surety, and he will take care of him. Now, moving to somewhat of a different subject, v'chein dayon shadonin emes lamito, same is true by a judge who judges his cases truly and faithfully. He also has the pasuk Baruch HaGever Shiyivtach B'Hashem V'Hashem Miftacho applied to him. V'chol mi she'eino lo chiger, anyone who is not a lame person, he's not lame, he's not, he doesn't have something wrong with his foot. V'chol lo suma, and he's not blind. V'lo piseach, and he doesn't have anything wrong with his 2 feet. That's the difference between a piseach and a chiger. Chiger is 1 foot, piseach is 2 feet. So he doesn't have any of these problems. V'osa atzmo kahad mehem, and he makes him seem like he has these problems. He fakes it in order to get people's sympathy. Eino meis min hazikna ad shiya kahad mehem. He will not die from old age until he ends up being truly one of those people with those problems. Shenamar, and this pasuk now is referring back to the dayan who din emes lamito, who judges things accurately. It's Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek tirdof. You should pursue justice properly if you're going to be a dayan. V'chol dayan shelokech shochad umates adin. Any judge who takes bribery, and on the basis of that, he changes the din from what it's supposed to be. Eino meis min hazikna, he will not die from old age. Ad she'einov kehos, till his eyes actually become dim and his eyesight fails. Shenemar, as the pasuk says regarding bribery, v'shochad lo sikach, he should not take bribes, ki shochad yaver pikhim, because shochad has the ability to blind the eyes of those who are pikhim, those who are wise. Now there are actually many different girsos, versions of exactly how the text of our Mishnah should be read. This is the standard text, though, that we just read. And I want to thank you for joining us in Maseches Peya. And I hope you will join us for the next Masechta, Maseches Demai.